finished the entire shabda. Yushmadasmadoho Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiyasthayoho Vannavau Padasya is the adhikara, Padat is the adhikara, and so this sutra comes under that adhikara. So Padat, and then Padat means Panchami, therefore Padat Parayoho. That is the meaning automatically comes. Then Yushmad Asmadoho. So these Yushmat and Asmat, they are followed by a Pada. They are following a Pada. That means they should not be in the very beginning for this sutra to apply. So then that Yushmad and Asmat should be either in Shashti Vibhakti or Chaturthi Vibhakti or Dvitiya Vibhakti. Then they place in the place of Yushmad, you get the Adesha Vam. And in the case of Asmad, you get Adesha Vam, now. So, now Adesha will come. Okay? And they must be following another Pada, Padat Parayoho. But suppose, in the verse, the pada begins. The first pada, second pada, like that. At the beginning of the pada, it is following another word, really speaking. Therefore, there it can come. But he is stalling that also. So, there is one adhikara, apadadau. That is the adhikara. So, at the beginning of the pada, a quarter of a verse at its beginning, it should not come. Because the beginning of a quarter, at the first quarter it cannot come. Because Padat Para is not there. But second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, it is Padat Para. Therefore it could come, but it should not come. Okay? So that is the sutra. Padat Parayoho.
Padat Parayoho.
Apadadau sthitayoho,
apadadau sthitayoho,
shashtyadi vishishtayoho,
shashtyadi vishishtayoho,
yushmadasmadoho,
yushmadasmadoho,
vamnau,
vamnau,
ityadeshau staha,
ityadeshau staha.
You see, let us say the meaning, padat parayoho,
padat parayoho,
following a word,
following the word.
Apadadau sthitayoho.
Apadadau sthitayoho.
Not occurring. At the beginning of a pada.
At the beginning of a pada.
In the verse.
In the verse.
Shashtyadi vishishtayoho.
Shashtyadi vishishtayoho.
Associated with. Shashti chaturthi.
Shashti
Chaturthi Vibhaktis Yushmad Asmadoho. In the place of Yushmad and Asmad,
Vamnau
Ityadeshau.
The two Adeshas
Vam and Nau
Staha,
they will come. You see, this is the first sutra. Here he said Shashti Chaturthi Dvitiya for all the three Vibhaktis. But he did not say anything about Vachana. Therefore this sutra applies to all the three Vachanas. Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana. But then this is the general sutra. For all the three Vachanas it applies. But then there is another sutra which applies for Ekavachana. Therefore that becomes Apavada. Therefore this sutra applies except for Ekavachana. That means Dvivachana and Bahuvachana it will apply. Then he has another sutra which applies for Bahuvachana. That becomes Apavada. Therefore this is left with Dvivachana. Okay? What is it? Why he should do that? Suppose he says Vam now for Dvivachana, త్వా మా పర మాం త్వాం ఏకవచన అండ్ నహా మహా బహువచన సపోజ్ హీ సేస్ లైక్ దాట్ హీ హ్యాస్ టు మెన్షన్ దట్ వచనా థ్రైస్ బై డూయింగ్ దిస్ హీ కెన్ మెన్షన్ దట్ వచన టూ టైమ్స్ ఓన్లీ అండ్ హీ సేవ్స్ ఎ వర్డ్ అనువృత్తి ఎట్సెట్రా విల్ కమ్ దిస్ ఈస్ హౌ ద సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ కన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ అప్రోచ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ పరిభాష పరిభాష ఇది లాస్ట్ పరిభాష ఇన్ పరిభాషేందు శేఖరం ద బుక్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిటన్ బై దిస్ నాగోజీ భట్ట వైయాకరణ నాగేశ నాగోజీ నాగేశ భట్ట ఈ రోట్ ది వ్యాకరణ గ్రంథకాలు పరిభాషేందు శేఖరం సమ్ 130 పరిభాషాస్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ దట్ ది లాస్ట్ పరిభాష ఈజ్ అర్ధమాత్రాలాఘవేన పుత్రోత్సవం మన్యంతే వైయాకరణ ద వైయాకరణస్ దే సెలబ్రేట్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ఎ సన్ వాజ్ బోర్న్ ఇఫ్ దే కెన్ సేవ్ హాఫ్ ఎ మాత్ర సో ద పరిభాష కెన్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్ట్రక్చర్డ్ ద అప్రోచ్ ఓకే so in therefore this this applies only in the dvitiya vibhakti nowhere else it applies okay and the examples are not given by the vruttikara we have to provide the examples so you take this example shashti dhanam idam vam asti you take the examples you might write down the examples dhanam idam వామ్ అస్తి ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది బుక్ యూ నీడ్ దట్ ధనమిదం వామ్ అస్తి సమ్ సింపుల్ వాక్య ఇట్ ఈస్ హియర్ వామ్ మీన్స్ టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ దిస్ మనీ ఈస్ దేర్ టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ హియర్ ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ యూ షష్ఠీ యునో టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ షష్ఠీ ద్వివచనం ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ యువయోహ యూ హవ్ పుట్ వామ్ it is not in the beginning of a pada because there is no pada here at all and also it is padat parayoh pada it is following a pada okay so you cannot say in the very beginning suppose you cannot start that vakya with vak you write that also yuvayoh idam dhanamasti yuvayoh dhanam idamasti that is the contrast yuvayoh dhanamidam asti you got it
yeah.
So when you put it in the beginning you should not put vam you should put yuvayoh and when you put it in the middle you can put vam okay one more example this is a shashti let us do for chaturthi first we will do yushmat shabda chaturthi so whenever dadati comes chaturthi will come dadati dai dane so ishaha vam dhanam dadati you say ishaha vam dhanam dadati some sanskrit also you can learn in the way so vam is chaturthi that is ishvara will give is giving wealth for you unto you you put it the other way so chaturthi tubhyante yuvabhyam ishaha dhanam dadati that yuvabhyam is chaturthi so I have when it came in the beginning obviously I should not put vam I should put the other original one yuvabhyam then another example ishaha vam anugrunhati vaipashyati
in this neither pratyaya nor the whole thing is replaced with
whole yeah it is a sarvadesha anekalshut sarvasya there is another paribhasha నిర్దిశ్యమానస్య ఆదేశా భవంతి లైక్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ పరిభాష సో వెన్ ఎ పద ఈజ్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ఎ ప్రాతిపదిక ఈజ్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ And in its place, another Adesha is coming. The entire Nirdesha will get Adesha. Yushmadasmadoho vam naustaha. So entire Yushmad gets replaced by vam, not the end portion. That is that kind of some paribhasha is there. But anekal is okay. Okay, this you understood? Ishvaraha vam anugurunhati. Now you reverse it. Yuvam Ishvaraha Anugurunhati. Okay, now you make the first sentence with the Asmat Shabda, the same way. What is the first sentence? Dhanamidam Nau Asti. To write that. Dhanamidam Nau Asti. And the corresponding, the other one is Avayoho Dhanamidamasti. Mamame Avayoho Nau, you know. Avayoho Dhanamidamasti. So that.
Is it optional form or is it mandatory form?
This one. That is what I was thinking. It is optional, I think. I will clear it. As of now, it looks like a nitya, not optional. Okay, for the present, take it like that. Okay. Then, Ishaha Nau Dadati. Ishaha Nau Dadati. Avabhyam Ishaha Dadati. Then the third one, Ishaha Nau Anugrunhati Dutiya. Avam Ishaha Anugrunhati. Then apadadau, one example he gives. Very, very good example he gives. You may note that. You may write like this. Apadadau kim. You write like that. Not padadau, sorry. Apadadau kim. So why do you say apadadau? Means when you find these words in the beginning of the pada, you should not do this adesha, okay? That is the meaning of saying apadadau. So apadadau kim, now you write. Yoyam, yoyam bhuteshvaro devo, yoyam bhuteshvaro devo, yuvayo papanashanaha. That yuvayoha you underline. There it is following the pada, but it is the beginning of the pada. Therefore we did not change it. Yuvayo papanashanaha. Second ha. Asavastu vibhurnathaha. Avayorapi palakaha. Okay? There avayorapi palakaha, that also you have. There also we did not replace it with the now because it is in the beginning of the pada. Then he said युष्मदस्मदोः षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयास्थयोः. Those two words must be in, associated with those vibhakti pratyayas. Dvitiyasthayoh. In those vibhaktis, they are present like that. That means, if you do samasa, you won't get the vam nav adesha. Like for example, yuvayoh putraha, wife and husband, they are two. Yuvayoha putraha, do samasa. So when you do yuvayoha putraha, when you do samasa, you should not, in the samasa, vibhakti disappears, vibhakti pratyaya disappears. Therefore, you will get a yushmat putraha, and you won't get vam adesha. Okay? Avayoha putraha, the son of both of us, wife and husband saying, the son of both of us, in that again, in the samasa, the vibhakti disappears. Therefore, you won't get now, you get asmat putraha. Okay? You got it? So you write that also. Dvitiyasthayo, shashti chaturthi, dvitiyasthayo kim. So please come, welcome. We will join the class in the next sutra. This sutra will be concluded. If you please come and sit here, you are welcome. You are not disturbed, you will come. Please. So, Shashti Jatukthi Dvitiyasthayo Kim. Okay? Why you say like that? Yuvayoha Putraha Yushmat Putraha. Avayoha Putraha Asmat Putraha. Okay. Now, you see, I will explain to both of you, otherwise you will not be able to follow the next sutra. You look at that sutra, the sutra number 329, Yushmadasmadoho. You got it? Yushmadasmadoha shashti chaturthi dvitiyasthayoha vam navau. When Yushmadasmachabda is in shashti dvivachanam, chaturthi dvivachanam, and then dvitiya dvivachanam, when they are in those vibhaktis, in those vachanas, dvivachana, the Yushmad is replaced by vam. Asmad is replaced by nav. Like, Vam, Tva, Yuvam, Vam, like that. Yushmad replaced by Vam. Mam, Ma, Avam, Nau, Asmad replaced by Nau. That is the sutra. Okay? Next sutra. Bahuvachanasya Vasnasau.
Bahuvachanasya Vasnasau.
So, again, it must be Padat Parayoho, following a Pada, and Apadadau Sthitayoho, they must be. They must not be in the beginning of the pada. And shashti chaturthi dvitiyasthayoho, in those vibhaktis only they should be there. Then if it is bahuvachana, then the bahuvachana, in the context of the bahuvachana, so the yushmad and asmad, they will be replaced by vas and nas. Okay? Vas becomes vaha, atmavisargam. Nas becomes na. उक्तविधयोः अनयोः षष्ट्यादि बहुवचनान्तयोः वस्नसौ स्तः. सो पदात् इस्ति अधिकार अपादादौ आल्सो अधिकार षष्ठी चतुर्थी द्वितीयास्थयोः विल् कम् फ्रम् दि एर्लियर् सूत्र. युष्मदस्मदोः विल् कम् फ्रम् दि एर्लियर् सूत्र. ओके? देयरफॉर. So you say, Uktavidhayo.
Uttaravitayo.
As described above,
following a
pada,
not occurring at the beginning of a
pada,
that
is it, as above. Shashtyadi bahuvachanantayoho,
Shashti
chaturthi dvitiya vibhakti, having bahuvachana at the end,
dviti
prachaya. Anayoho.
Anayoho,
in the place of these Yushmadandasmad,
Vasnasaustaha,
Vasannas will come. Okay? Now, you see, let us take Shashti Bahuvachanam. Gavaha Vaha Santi. You write it, some exercise. Gavaha Vaha Santi. Here, Gavaha is Bahuvachanam. Santi Bahuvachanam. That is not important. That Vaha to all of you. That is the meaning. There, the Bahuvachanam, instead of saying Yushmakam, we have said Vaha. It is following a Pada. Suppose you bring this Vaha to the beginning, then you should not have Vaha. Yushmakam Gavaha Santi. Put it ahead of it, opposite that. Yushmakam Gavaha Santi. So in the middle of the sentence, Yushmakam replaced by Vaha. In the beginning, it is always Yushmakam only. Okay? Then one more example let us take, Chaturthi. So the cows are given to you, like that we take. Gavaha Vaha Diyante. This is Chaturthi. Whenever Dhanam comes, Chaturthi will come. Therefore, Vaha means unto you, Tubhyante, Yuvayohavam, Yushmabhyam Vaha. So that Yushmabhyam is replaced by Vaha. Okay? Suppose bring it to the beginning of the sentence. Yushmabhyam Gavaha Diyante. Write that. Yushmabhyam Gavaha Diyante. Okay? Now, the dvitiya vibhakti. Gavaha Vaha Pashyanti. Take that as example. The cows are looking at you. Gavaha Vaha Pashyanti. Suppose this Vaha you bring to the beginning of the sentence. Yushman Gavaha Pashyanti. Okay. Now let us come to who? Naha. Okay? To us. The same thing again. Gavaha Naha Santi. Asmakam Gavaha Santi. Gavaha Naha Diyante. Gavaha Anana. Asmabhyam Gavaha Diyante. Gavaha Naha Pashyanti. Asman Gavaha Pashyanti. Okay, then you should need an example for Apadadi. You say apadadau kim.
Apadadau kim.
You may note down this. Apadadau kim. Why you say apadadi? The beginning of the pada should not come. I give an example. Rudrashivakaro devo. Rudrashivakaro devo. Yushmakam papaharakaha. Some example created to make it meaningful. Here, Yushmakam you have to say, Vaha you should not say. Because at the beginning of the pada, like that you have to create. Then Samasa, in Samasa, the Vibhakti will not be there, Vibhakti will disappear. Therefore, in Samasa, Nas and Vas won't come. Okay? So, you say, Yushmakam Dhanam.
Yushmakam Dhanam.
You may write if you wish. Yushmakam Dhanam. Yushmadhanam. You should not replace it with Nas. Okay? Yushmadhanam. Similarly, Asmakam Dhanam. Asmadhanam. Okay. That finishes that sutra. Next sutra. Temayavekavachanasya.
Temayavekavachanasya.
Again the same story. So, padat adhikara, apadadav adhikara, vishmadasmadoha will come from the earlier sutra. Shashti chaturthi dvitiyastha yoha also will come. Okay? Uktavidhayoho.
Uktavidhayoho.
Anayoho.
Anayoho.
Shashti chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
Shashti chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
Why shashti chaturthi only? Shashti chaturthi dvitiyayekavachanantayoho. Dvitiya also should be there.
Next one is Sutra Apavada Asti.
But Dvitiya something else is there. So he dropped Dvitiya. Dvitiya should come. But Apavada Asti. That's why he dropped Dvitiya. That's why I was wondering why he dropped Dvitiya. Okay. Shashti Chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
Shashti Chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
Me te me etaustaha.
Te me etaustaha.
Uktavidhayoho.
Uktavidhayoho.
As said above.
As said above.
Meaning?
Meaning.
Following pada.
Following pada.
Not occurring at the beginning of pada.
Not occurring at the beginning of pada.
Shashti Chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
Shashti Chaturthyekavachanantayoho.
So having Shashti and Chaturthi.
Having Shashti and Chaturthi.
Ekavachana Vibhakti.
Ekavachana Vibhakti.
At the end.
Anayoho.
In the place of these two. Yushmad and Asmad. Te me etau.
These two adeshas,
te and me, staha, dekab. Okay. So, you see, aham tava bhaktaha, you should not say, aham te bhaktaha, you should say, tava aham bhaktaha. You have to say. Like that you write. Aham te bhaktaha. First I am doing with Shashti. Tava bhakto ham. So at the beginning I put it tava. In the middle I put it te. Okay. Aham te dadami. Dadami means chaturthi it is. Te, tubhyante. If you bring it to the pratham beginning, tubhyam aham dadami. Okay? So Shashti, then coming to Shashti and Chaturthi only. Then coming to Asmat Shabda, so Tvam Mama Bhaktaha. Not Tvam Me Bhaktaha. Tvam Me Mitram, you like that, not Bhaktaha all the time. Tvam Me Mitram. Mitram is a friend. Friend means Nichya Napumsakalanga Shabda it is, but it is used like that only. Tvam Me Mitram. Mama Tvam Mitram. So when I brought this Mama to first place, then you should not say me. You should only say Mama. Mama Tvam Mitram. In the middle you should say me. Tvam Me Mitram. Like that. Then Chaturthi. Tvam Me Dehi. Tvam Me Dehi. Give, you give it to me. Mahyam Tvam Dehi. Like that you have to do. Okay?
Swami, out of the two, is one construction considered better than the other?
No. In Vyakarana, we don't look for all beauty and all. We look for rule followed or not.
Okay. In literature, which is a preferred way of saying?
We don't, in literature, they generally follow me in the middle. It all depends in writing a poem where it comes. But they follow it correctly. Me Dehi, they say. Mahyam Dehi, they don't say. Me Dehi. Dehi Mahyam. They have to say Mahyam at the At the beginning they say Mahyam Dehi. In between they say Me Dehi. Some usages, mantras, etc. I am trying to remember, but sometimes it is difficult to remember also. Mahyam Me. Mama Ajne Vachyo Vihavesh Vastu Vajantven Dhana Astanuvam Pushema. Okay, when I remember, I will tell you. Some mantras where these rules are very strictly followed. You can give examples, well-known mantras. That is a good example. You see, that is a good example. What is that? That is mantra, Shanti Mantra? That comes all the time. That comes all the time. That Aitreya Upanishad Mantra it is. Vang me manasi pratishthita, mano me vachip pratishthitam. So me it comes, because it is in the middle.
Interesting. Yeah. In the Ramayana series, they always start that.
Sahana Bhavatu.
They say, hey, Lakshmikantam Tubhyam Namami. So is that wrong then?
Yeah, where it came?
I think I heard it in the Ramayana series.
Oh, that is a Hindi version. In the TV Ramayana, she says, what is it, Tubhyam Namami?
Yeah. Yeah. They say, hey, Lakshmikantam Tubhyam Namami.
Apadadau me vartyade.
It is in a song,
right? If it is at the beginning of the pada, Tubhyam should come. That is a good example you got. Then, sahana vavatu, sahanau bhunaktu. You see, now, Kitiya Vibhakti, now is said. Sahavi, Tejasvi, Navadhitam. Now is Shashti, Avayoha Dhitam, Shashti. Tejasvi Navadhita Vastu. Very good, that is also a very good example. Now.
Diyo
Yona Prachodayat Naha. Naha is Asmakam. So, like that, in between, wherever it comes Naha only. Very important. Very good usages. Then why apadadau kim? You may say like that, some example is available. Apadadau kim?
Apadadau kim?
Agamishyati yan mitram tavakaryam karishyati. That you may write. Agamishyati yan mitram tavakaryam karishyati. There te he doesn't say, tava he says. Because padadi it is. Agamishyati yan mitram tavakaryam karishyati. There will be exceptions, Vaidika Prayoga, Chandasa Prayoga, Rishi Prayoga, like that, there will be exceptions. But generally, wherever it followed, that is how followed. Next sutra. Vamau dvitiyayaha.
Vamau dvitiyayaha.
So, for in the context of Ekavachana only, this Ekavachanasya comes from the above sutra. So, in the context of Ekavachana, if it is Dvitiya Vibhakti, that's why we have taken the other two above. Tva and Ma will come. That is the sutra. Okay? So, Dvitiya Ekavachanantayoho.
Dvitiya Ekavachanantayoho.
Va Ma Ityadeshau.
Va Ma Ityadeshau.
Staha. So, Padat Apadadau Adhikara continues. So, padat parayoho, apadadau na sthitayoho, all that will be there. He is not saying it, but all that is there. Okay? Vitiyeka vachanantayoho.
Vitiyeka vachanantayoho.
So, in the place of Yushmadandasmad.
In the place of Yushmadandasmad.
Occurring in Vitiyeka vachana.
Occurring in Vitiyeka vachana.
Following a pada.
Following a pada.
Not in the beginning of a pada.
Not in the beginning of a pada.
Tvama ityadeshau.
Tvama ityadeshau.
Yadeshas tvanma.
Yadeshas tvanma.
Staha kam.
Staha kam.
Okay. Only some examples you have to say. Okay. Lokaha tva pashyati.
Lokaha
ma pashyati.
Lokaha ma pashyati.
That is in between. Tvam loka pashyanti.
Tvam loka pashyanti.
Mam loka pashyanti.
Mam loka pashyanti.
So that is the beginning of the sentence. Padat parayoha is not satisfied. Therefore the adeshas did not come. Tvam ma. Tvam and ma. Then if it is a beginning of the vakya, beginning of the pada, then also adesha won't come. Sajagadrakshako devo.
Sajagadrakshako devo.
Mam sada palayishyati.
Mam sada palayishyati.
You see, one thing is interesting. All the examples he gives about God protecting all that. He doesn't give secular examples. All examples are spiritual examples of this. That is a great thing. Like Akarantapumlingo Rama Shabda. Not Jana Shabda. Jana Jana Jana.
Kupa.
Huh? Antoine Kupa. Kupa Shabda. That is too much I think. Jana is okay. Now the next, this sloka, oh, I was wondering why he did not give examples. Now he is giving examples. Lagu Komadi Kara. Shri Shastva Vatuma Piha.
Shri Shastva Vatuma Piha.
Datta Atte Me Pisharmasaha.
Datta Atte Me Pisharmasaha.
Okay, you look at those two vakyas. Shri Shaha means Lakshmipati hi Vishnu. Dva avatu may protect you. Iha means in this world. Ma api avatu may protect me also. There you see, dva namahi instead of dva manma. Te me saha means that Vishnu, te unto you, chatukthi. Me pi to me also, chatukthi unto me also. Sharma means happiness. Dattat make you. Dattat is Lot, Prathama Purusha Ekavachana. స్వామీ తే మేపి సహరిః పాతు వామపి నౌ విభుః. సహ హరిః స్వామి, దట్ ప్రభు హరి, హీజ్ ప్రభు. సహ హరిః దట్ హరి, తే స్వామి, మేపి స్వామి. దిస్ ఇస్ షష్ఠి. ఈజ్ ప్రభు టు యూ అండ్ ఆల్సో టు మీ. ఎనవర్ స్వామి కమ్స్ దట్ ఈస్ షష్ఠి. ఓకే, దెన్ విభు, విభు మీన్స్ దట్ ప్రభు, దట్ ఈశ్వర. వాం పాతు నౌ అపి పాతు, హీ మే ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ అండ్ ఆల్ యూ బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ, అండ్ హీ ప్రొటెక్ట్స్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్. సుఖం వాం నౌ తదాత్వీశః, పతిర్వామపి నౌ హరిః. సో సుఖం దదాతు, దిస్ ఇస్ చతుర్థి, టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ అండ్ టు బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్. వామ్ అండ్ నౌ, దిస్ ఇస్ షష్ఠి. పతి, హీస్ ది ప్రభు, లార్డ్ ఫర్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ యూ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్. సో వ్యాద్వో నశివం వో నో దద్యాత్ సేవ్యోత్ర వసనః, సహ అవ్యాత్, హీ మే ప్రొటెక్ట్, హీ షుడ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్. వహ యూ నహ అస్ దద్యాత్, హీ మే గివ్. దిస్ ఈస్ చతుర్థి. శివం మీన్స్ మంగళం. దద్యాత్, వాట్ ఈస్ టు హూమ్, అన్ టు హూమ్, వహ, దిస్ ఈస్ చతుర్థి. నహ అన్ టు యూ అన్ అన్ టు అస్. దెన్ షష్ఠి, అత్ర అత్ర లోకే, ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, సహా సేవ్యః, హీస్ టు బి వర్షిప్డ్. టు హూమ్, వహ అన్ నహ, హీస్ టు బి వర్షిప్డ్. టు యూ అండ్ ఆల్సో టు అస్. ఓకే, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ షష్ఠి ఇట్ ఈస్, వహ నహ. గాట్ ఇట్. నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర సమా, దిస్ వార్తిక. సమానవాక్యే
యుష్మదస్మదాదేశాః.
సో ఇఫ్ ది వాక్య ఇస్ ది సేమ్, సేమ్ సెంటెన్స్, సో ది యుష్మద్ అండ్ అస్మద్ ఆదేశాస్ హ్యావ్ టు బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. దెర్ మస్ట్ బి సేమ్ వాక్య. ఇన్ ది సేమ్ వాక్య యుష్మద్ అండ్ అస్మద్ ఆదేశాస్ హ్యావ్ టు బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. వాట్ డు యూ మీన్ బై దాట్? యా, ఓకే, వి విల్ సీ. వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది సేమ్ వాక్య, యుష్మద్ ఆదేశాస్ అండ్ అస్మద్ ఆదేశాస్ హ్యావ్ టు బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. వాట్ ఆర్ ది యుష్మద్ అండ్ అస్మద్ ఆదేశాస్? తే మే షష్ఠి, వామ్ నౌ ద్వితీయ. సో లైక్ దట్ వహ నహ షష్ఠి చతుర్థి, లైక్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆదేశాస్ క్వైట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ దేర్ యూనో. త్వా మా ఫర్ ద్వితీయ, సో ఫోర్ సెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆదేశాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. త్వా మా, వామ్, మామ్, మామ్ అండ్ వామ్ నౌ, వామ్ నౌ, వహ నహ, తే మే, ఫోర్ సెట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆదేశాస్ షుడ్ బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ సెంటెన్స్. సేమ్ సెంటెన్స్ దే షుడ్ బి టేకెన్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. దట్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ ది సెంటెన్సెస్ ఆర్ డిఫరింగ్ దెన్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ టేక్ దీస్ ఆదేశాస్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. ఓకే, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ వార్తిక కార ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది పిక్చర్. అండ్ హీ మడీస్ ది సిచ్యువేషన్ ఫర్దర్. ఆల్రెడీ వీ హ్యావ్ సో మచ్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్, సో మెనీ ఆదేశాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. దట్స్ వై అల్టిమేట్లీ నోబడీ ఫాలోస్ ఇట్. దే విల్ సే వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వాంట్ టు సే, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సచ్ ఎ కాంప్లెక్స్ థింగ్, యూ కెనాట్ మేక్ ఎ స్ట్రక్చర్. And by the time you, with some difficulty, you make a structure and go to Kavyas, etc., they will violate. Some of these things you cannot follow. Like, Iyam Sita Mama Suta, he doesn't say Me Suta. Valmiki himself, Valmiki did not follow. Panini came later to Valmiki. Iyam Sita Mama Suta Sahadharma Chari Tava. He doesn't say Te, he says Tava. It is following the Pada and Apada Apadadi. So Prati Chachainam Bhadrante, there he says. Enam also Anvadesha, he says. Prati Chachainam Bhadrante, Panim Grunheshvapanina. Even in Gita, Nashto Mohas Murtar Labdha Karishye Vachanantava. He says, you don't say Te. Therefore, wherever it is followed, it is followed. Where it is not followed, it is not followed. But Vartikakara says, in the same Vakya, the Adeshas should come. That means in different Vakyas are different, they should not come. Okay, let us see how. What is Vakya? Same Vakya means what, he says. Ekating Vakyam.
Ekating Vakyam.
Thing means verbal form. Verb is a thing. Thinganta, you know. Thing, he says thing. So means thinganta pada. Only one verb must be there. That is one vakya. Suppose you put and in between and make one more verb, then it is not samana vakya. It is another vakya. That is how you have to understand. Tenehana. Odanam pacha, tava bhavishyati. You see, odanam pacha, cook the food, tava bhavishyati, you also will get it. To you also it will come. That is, here, pacha is one thing, bhavishyati is another thing. And odanam pacha means there tvam. Tvam is implied. Tvam odanam pacha. And tava odanam bhavishyati. In saying that, tvam odanam pacha is the nimitta for, I mean, in case you cook the food, you will get the food. Tava odanam bhavishyati. Therefore, to getting the food, he must cook the food. That nimitta must be there. So, getting the food is caused by cooking the food. So nimitta naimittika bhava is there. And then that way the two sentences are connected to each other. But still they are different sentences because two different things are there. Therefore, in the place of tava, they won't come. Though it is following a pada, odanam pacha tava bhavishyati. They don't put full stop on kamas. They all consider it as the same. So one pada is following the other pada. Ratvarato is there. And it is not a verse. So apadadi problem is not there. Therefore you should strictly convert tava to te. But vartikakara interferes and so we are not doing it. You got it?
Is it because of the pada doesn't apply because it's a new vakya?
It's another vakya it is.
So that's considered then? That's
it is not eka thing. It is dvi thing it is. Second thing it is.
So that eliminates that pada?
That adesha itself is eliminated. Not padat eliminated. Adesha is eliminated. Because he says samana vakya vaktavya. It has become a different vakya. Therefore, it did not come. Okay? What is your problem?
So if you say it's a different vakya, but every new vakya is a different vakya, so I don't understand. You mean if the form is used and applied once, then it's not applied again in the same vakya?
There are two things, two verbs.
Two verbs are there.
All right.
Therefore it is not samana vakya.
So then this rule doesn't apply at all?
These adesas should not come at all.
Oh, okay. Mm.
The samana vakya only says they should come. That's why he put this vartika at the end of all the sutras. because this Vartika applies to every one of the additions. Suppose there is only one thing, will it come? It will come. Ihatu syadeva shalinante odanandasyami. So, ihatu syadeva, here you will get. What is that vakya? Shalinan.
You explained it, Swami. At the end.
Shalinam te odanandasyami. Okay. Well, okay, I got it. So, ihatu syadeva. Here, tava became te. Because, te, ta, shali, tava shalinam odanandasyami. Tava to you, shalinam of the rice. Odanam, cooked food, dasyami, I will give you. Here, not tava, tubhyam, dasyami, you know. Tubhyam, he must, if it is in the beginning of the sentence, tubhyam should come. So, tubhyam, shalinam, odanam, dasyami. To you, unto you, I will give cooked food. Now, you push this tubhyam into the middle, so that it follows a pada. So, shalinam, tubhyam odanam dasyami. So padat parayoha it is satisfying. Apadadi is satisfying. One more also it is satisfying. That is ekavakya. Okay, thing, ek thing hai na, only one thing is there, dasyami. Therefore, so tava is replaced by another Vartika.
The previous example, Swami, if it was Odanam Pacha, Bhavishyati Tava, then could it have been Bhavishyati Te?
You see, another Vakya it is.
Correct.
It should not come. Saman Vakya only should come. Padat Paratvam is common, whether it is Bhavishyati Tava or Tava Bhavishyati. Tava has a pada before that. That is common. That doesn't change anything. Another vakya, therefore it won't come.
But then even the second sentence, if I had put two more sentences with it, then it would become another vakya. But you are saying in a connected sense.
There must be nimitta naimittikatvam. There must be connected also. Otherwise, you have to put a full, you are forced to put a full stop. Here you did not put a full stop because there is some connection between the two sentences.
And this is also a pronoun, right? So it should be something to the noun.
Now one person is telling the other. Therefore, Yushmad and Asmad will come always. It's a dialogue between two people. Therefore, pronouns only will be there. Ete vanna vadayaha.
Ete vanna.
Ananvadeshe
vavaktavyaha.
All these adeshas make them vikalpa. In a context of anvadesha, no. In the context of anvadesha, follow them. But if anvadesha, you know, already pointed out one time, you refer to it a second time. Like eta replaced by ena. That kind of anvadesha, you follow these vikalpas without fail. But when there is no anvadesha, you need not follow. Follow or don't follow, vikalpa. So he made it vikalpa, universal vikalpa, except anvadesha. Therefore, in the case of anvadesha, you have to follow. If it is not anvadesha, you need not follow. Okay? You may follow also, but you need not follow. So more or less you got a total freedom. Okay.
So all the above rules?
All the above rules. All the adeshas. Mm-hmm. Means all the above rules. Yeah, you may say, ete these.
Ete these.
Vam navadayaha.
Vam navadayaha.
Vam nau.
Vam nau.
Te me.
Te me.
Tva ma.
Tva ma.
Naha vaha.
Naha vaha.
Adeshas.
Adeshas.
Ananvadeshe.
Ananvadeshe.
In a context where there is no anvadesha.
In a context where there is no anvadesha.
Vavaktavyaha.
Vavaktavyaha.
May be taken as optional.
May be taken as optional.
Okay. Dhatate bhaktosti.
Dhatate bhaktosti.
Dhatatava bhaktosti.
Dhatatava bhaktosti.
Itiva.
Itiva.
So dhata is a Brahmaji. So Shiva is told, hey Shiva, Brahma himself is your bhakta. Something like that. Okay? So there, dhata tava. So if you strictly follow that earlier sutra shashti vibhakti, padat para, apadadi, therefore tava should be replaced by te, but there is no anvadesha here. Make it vikalpa. Dhata tava bhaktosti, dhata te bhaktosti, both will follow. Okay? Suppose anvadesha is there, no vikalpa, you have to do it without fail. You say, anvadeshe tu nityam syuhu,
anvadeshe tu nityam syuhu,
tasmaite nama ityeva,
tasmaite nama ityeva.
Tu on the other hand, anvadeshe, in the context of anvadesha, nityam syuhu, these adeshas, they come without fail. For example, tasmaite namaha. See, tasmaite namaha, tasmai, that kind of, te unto you. Already one description is given. That description is indicated by tasmai. Therefore, te is coming now. This te becomes anvadesha. Because tasmai brings in all that te unto you, such unto you. Therefore, anvadesha is involved. Now, padat parayoho, padadau nasthitayoho, shashti chaturthi dvitiyasthayoho, everything is satisfied. Therefore, you cannot have vikalpa. Tava must be replaced by te, tasmaite namaha ityeva, not tava, sorry. Namaha is there, tubhyam. Namaha, well, namaha is there, tubhyam. Tasmai tubhyam namaha, you should not say. Tasmaite namaha ityeva. Only such usage will be there, and so no vikalpa. You see, there are two more sutras which talk about these adeshas. And they are not given in your book. When they are not given, I will just simply say, na cha vaha ahaiva yoge. There are four avyayas, five. Cha va ha ha. Ha means at once upon a time, like that. Aha. Aha is also an avyaya, and eva. So, aha, it came in Keno Upanishad, in one place, that avyaya. Naha, naha, na aha, like that. Now I am not getting it. Naha vedeti vedacha, na aha, that avyaya it is. So, in the context of eva, it comes. And these five avyayas, when these avyayas are there, and the words, this is shashti, chaturthi, dvitiya vibhakti words of yushpachabda and asmachabda, they are in contact with any of these avyayas, then any of the adeshas won't come. For example, Haristvam Mancha Rakshatu. Tvam Mancha, that cha connects to Tvam and Mam. It is connected with both. You and me. This and is connected this side and that side. In such case, Tva will not come, Ma will not come. Okay? This is one way. Another way is Pashyat. You see, Pashyartha. Pashya is jnanam. Pashyati. Drushir is always taken as a jnanam. Jnanarthaka pada must be there. And the analochane. So, asamantata lochana means it should not be about seeing in particular. Rest of everything is jnana. Hearing is jnana, seeing is jnana, all are jnana. So, in the context of jnanarthaka pada, accepting seeing, this adesha won't come. Like that there is a vritti. So there is a sutra by Panini, somewhere, chetasa atvam samikshate. So, he is estimating you with his mind. He is assessing you with his mind. That is the vakya. In that, pashya dhatu is there, samikshate, jnanarthaka dhatu. But it is not seen. How do you know chetasa, with mind? Therefore, there is no seeing involved. Therefore, the adesha won't come. Tva you cannot say. Tvam only you should say. So the situation is further complicated. Okay. That completes Yushmadana Smachidda. Let us say the Shabda one time. Dakarantapumlingaha.
Dakarantapumlingaha.
Yushmachabdaha.
Yushmachabdaha.
You.
You.
Tvam yuvam yuyam.
Vam tva,
vam
tva,
vam vam,
yushman
vaha,
vayayu vabhyam
yushmabhihi,
ubhyante,
vabhyam vam.
Yushmabhyam
vaha,
tvat
yuvabhyam
yushmat,
tavate yuvayoh
vam,
yushmakam
vaha,
vayi yuvayoh yushmasu, takarantah pumlingaha, asmachabdaha, ai aham avam vayam.
Aham avam vayam.
Mamma.
Mamma.
Avam nau.
Avam nau.
Asmannaha.
Asmannaha.
Maya avabhyam asmabhihi.
Maya avabhyam asmabhihi.
Mahyamme.
Mahyamme.
Avabhyam nau.
Avabhyam nau.
Asmabhyam naha.
Asmabhyam naha.
Mat avabhyam asmat.
Mat avabhyam asmat.
Mamma me.
Avayoh
nau,
asmakam
naha,
mayi
avayoh asmasu,
mayi avayoh asmasu.